Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was actually kind of fascinating. I'm thinking of putting the Zoom up on the Dork Forest page.
Oh, that's a good idea, because you
YouTube
have it,
page,
right?
Because I have it.
And it's and there's video and audio both?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good idea.
I've consulted briefly with young Patrick Brady.
Yeah.
Who is, I believe, 30 now. But
still very young.
Young to those of us. Anyway, but and I might do the phone bonus as a video too.
Oh,
the teaser.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, not the phone bonus.
We're on the phone bonus. There's no cameras on us right now. That would be difficult.
It would be. We're both alive.
But tell me about the episode.
Well, it's Cracklin' Rose because of this bad boy. But we are still
okay.
We are still recording.
Okay, good.
I will tell you about the episode, and here it is. Mike Kaplan and Matt Kirshen. Matt Kirshen and I have
both
been
very funny people.
Very funny, great comics. Mm-hmm, great comics. Mm-hmm. Matt Kirshen, UK comic, lives here, wrote on one of the late night shows. Who knows? Who knows what it was? He probably does.
He does.
Yeah, and then Mike Kaplan has been on the Dork Forest several times.
Yes.
And he emailed me and said, hey, can I do the Dork Forest? I have a new album out May 8th. And I was like,
nice.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? And he was like, weirdly enough, advice columns. The day before when I did a comedy brunch over Zoom,
mm-hmm.
Matt Kirshen and Holly, his wife, I was like, do you want to do a Dork Forest? And he was like, I don't really have a dorkdom. And his wife looked at him and said, I know what your dorkdom is, as our partners will often know.
Sure.
And it was advice columns. Weird, weird, weird. And I was like... And Mike Kaplan said, I got a little advice for Matt Kirshen. Why don't you get a different dorkdom?
Ooh.
And that was very funny. And then...
the gauntlet was thrown.
The gauntlet was thrown. And then I couldn't...
So this was like a duel episode?
No, I couldn't remember who came up with the idea of them interviewing each other about their own dorkdom.
I came up with that idea.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Andy Ashcraft?
It was me.
And it worked out so well.
Oh, good.
It worked out so well. They were both like, you like that show? I like that show. And they don't read columns so much as listen to podcasts where they read advice.
Advice column podcasts.
It's that Dan Savage guy that you like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't read him in a long time.
Right. It's Dan Savage, something called Miss Prudence, written by a man.
I think they all are.
And the second Prudence, by the way. The second person to be doing it.
Sure.
And
they pass the, because it's, you know, it's a thing, right?
It's a thing. You just pass
the title down.
And so, but it was kind of fascinating, and we talked about why they like it, which ones they really like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
what they're getting out of it,
mm-hmm.
and then after the show was over for easily an hour or so.
Oh, it was several hours, and you came to me and you said...
They're still talking to each other about, like, what they had forgotten. I guess Emily Gordon of Kumail and Emily,
mm-hmm.
One of the power couples of stand-up comedy.
I know her...
And her dorkdom was breakfast. Remember, she did a Dork Forest about breakfast foods of the world.
Right.
It was a great episode. And Kumail, of course, is going to be in the new Eternals movie.
Right.
But she, for a long time, had an advice column.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. That they had both read and both forgotten about.
Oh,
and
wow.
And were very excited to tell each other. So this was a great episode.
Sounds awesome.